Hello.
Hi, is this Ricky? Mr. Johnson, it's Paul from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Paul.
How's everything going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Why should I make this a good opportunity for me to keep going?
Right. So, I mean, we did cover a lot in the previous phone calls that we've made out to you and the discussions that we've had. But, you know, it's all designed to get your phone ringing, to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can find you. You know, they don't even have to know the name of your company. But, you know, everyone needs heating or cooling at some point of the year. And, you know, especially right now, you know, people are looking for your services. They might not find you. They might not know that you are in their service area and that you're able to provide quality service at a fair price. So when they go on Google, they go on Bing, they type in heating repairman near me or something like that, or HVAC, we'll make sure that you've got a website, that people see your website on that first page when they do that search. The calls come to you. That's a huge benefit. You're not chasing down leads. You're not like in a bidding war with your competitors. And the people that call you will have made that conscious, educated, informed choice to reach out to you directly. They will look at your website. So they'll learn all about your company, your services. They can even see photos of your business and the work that you do. So when they call you, it really is because they want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's a flat rate on our end. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a simple fixed flat rate. It's a lot easier to budget for than, say, like a lead-based service. And, of course, it's all-inclusive. You know, there's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, there's no lead fees. The website's included because the website's going to be a big part of getting you those phone calls. We're going to build, host, maintain, and even update a website for you at no additional cost. I remember way back in October, we were set to get that going for you. I think something came up and we had to postpone it, but it would still work for you. It's still a good time to get that information out there, get your company out there in front of the people that are looking for your services, give them the opportunity to know that you are in the area, and, of course, to pick up the phone and call you. There's also Facebook ads. There's a social media campaign as part of this, so it's a great way to get your business out there in front of the people that are in your service area. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients. It seems like it's something that you are, you know, wanting to do. I mean, we've been chatting back and forth from time to time. Fridays seem to be a better day to get in touch with you. I know that you, you know, sent an email during the Thanksgiving holiday. But, you know, every chance that we get to get this going for you, we just haven't, you know, gotten all the way there. But, you know, it's a great time. You know, it's a busy time for a lot of HVAC guys. And it's a service you can pause, you know, when weather is mild and people aren't using their heating or their AC, you can pause the service, you know, but it is month to month. There's no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. But as long as you're using the service, it is that flat rate. And it's a reduced rate. You know, I was able to take 50% off the normal cost of the service, reduce it down to that $299 a month with just that initial one-time setup fee of $99. So the first month is only $398. And every month after that you keep the service, it's $299. That is with the $100 of Facebook ads included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating, and, of course, the initial construction of the websites included as well. So it's designed to be budget-friendly. It's designed really for one job to offset the cost of the service. And keeping clients on board for the long term, even though it's month to month, You know, your success is our success, and we've been doing this since 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013. That's almost 12 years, so you'll definitely be in good hands with us. Did you have any questions?
I'm sorry, just listening to more about you know, the Genesis, man, and how. I'm trying to see, like, after as soon as I make the payment, do you have a brief estimation of
sure.
how things are going to go?
So it is month to month. Obviously, we have to get things going quickly here for you. It takes about 5, maybe 7 business days for us to build out your website. From that point on, it's up, it's active, it's online, even if we make changes to it. You can also make changes to your website. You'll have access through your tracking and reporting your client dashboard to a website editor tool. Whether you make changes or whether we make changes, there's no cost for that. For the Facebook ads, we're told to say 7 to 10 business days. My experience is it is almost always 7 days or less, so everything does happen very quickly.
That'd be direct. That'd be constant communication with me, right, about trying to get the website together, correct?
Well, no, it's not like constant communication. We do what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds, and we would do that even today if you've got 30 minutes or so. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about 30, 35 minutes. Our technician will interview you about your business, you know, where you want to be found, the services you want to be found for, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline. We use that content to build out your website. If you want changes, all you have to do is email us, or like I said, you can make those changes on your own. Really, although you do get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, and those reports do update several times throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting, all you really have to do is answer the phone when it rings. You know, we know a lot of our clients will simply ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? They say, well, you know, I Googled your service. Your website pops right up. You know, that's enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working. The tracking system, though, is there for your benefit. There's a lot that you can do with it. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your tracking system. And you will have reviews on multiple platforms. You know, we do create all the additional content that Google wants to see. So it's not just, you know, Google, Bing. All the other destinations, directories that are like a website talk about your services and service area. Most of those directories do allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we can respond to your reviews for you in a professional fashion. We would do that at no additional cost. But the tracking system is there for your benefit. Like I said, our clients that do want to stay actively involved in their campaign, they certainly do have the availability, the tools to do that. Like I said, some of our clients just want to make sure that their phone is ringing, they answer the phone, they talk to the people, they do the work. That's usually enough for a lot of our clients to know the service is working.
Okay.
Would you maybe be available this afternoon for a client interview? I mean, there's still a lot of time in the day. We do them as late as 6 o'clock. I mean, looks like we could do, well, if we hurry, we could do 4 o'clock. There's definitely 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Like I said, just those kind of basic questions and a few others.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. 5 o'clock would be good.
5, okay. There may still be time if I get the notes in the system for our automated system to send you a reminder. That email goes out an hour prior. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. And then for the billing, the card that we have on file, all I can see is the last four, but it looks like a Visa that ends 9960. Is that the card that you want to use today?
Okay.
Does that card still work for you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now, you know, obviously we did the voice verification. I think it was way back in October. But it is, of course, still month to month. There is no contract. It would bill today's date, the 10th, and with recurring billing on the 10th of the month moving forward. As I mentioned, it is something you can stop. No contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. And like I said, if you like, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request is, we mentioned before in that voice verification, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Johnson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. I did want to check real quick here and see if we set up the security question. We did. Again, the security question is for your protection, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Owens and Johnson's Heating and Cooling, even if it's you, Mr. Johnson, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, like a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone who is not a potential customer, anyone, even if they're claiming to be Google, even if they're claiming to be Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Of course, the security question is your first pet's name, with the answer being Duchess. Now, if they can't provide you that information basically right away, don't entertain that phone call. It wouldn't be us. Mr. Johnson, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they certainly wouldn't know the security question or answer, because that wouldn't be us at all. The voice verification that we went through before, and I'm reiterating now, it clearly states it bills once a month, in this case on the 10th of the month, moving forward starting in February at that flat rate of $299. And again, today there's just that one-time setup fee. But it is, like I said, month to month, no contract. Now, if I am in between phone calls at 5 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to be in between phone calls. In fact, we have a break just before that, so unless I get an inbound call at that time, I should be able to be on that conversation. And then just in a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Ricky, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, of course. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support at localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information as well by email as soon as we are able to process that payment. I did just a minute ago get a message from our finance department. They let me know that they were not able to process that payment. The error code says that that card might have been lost or that it was replaced. Did you get a different card with a different number?
No, I didn't.
Okay, in that case, let me just verify the information. I have the card ending 9960 with an expiration date of September 2029. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And the security code on the back?
I think we got a new card.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Maybe we got a new card.
So that should have a brand new expiration date on it.
Can we do this after at 4 o'clock?
We would get it going right now. I would schedule that follow-up call, get the notes in the system so our client interview technician can prepare for that. The new card, what is the expiration month and year? Okay, it was September before. So now it's 11 or November of 2029. And the last three digits on the back would have changed before. It's probably no longer 525. What is the last three digits on the card?
793.
Okay, 793 on the back. Does that card still bill at the home address, though, the 2402 Iverson,
20748?
They would have most likely issued an entirely new card number. If you can, go ahead and read that four digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay. Let me give you a call back in about 10 minutes. Now, please just go and I got to make this phone call.
Uh-huh. So you don't have, like, 30 seconds right now for me to get the information in our system and schedule your follow-up call?
I really got to take this phone call right here. Let me take this phone call. I can give you a call right back.
Yeah, okay. I'll be waiting to take the call. You can call the number you called before, and my technician will transfer the call over.
Thanks.